Okay, let's get into Yonah, Perek Beis. Second parak of Yonah, we pick up. Yonah has just gotten thrown off the boat, and they were very fearful, the people who threw him off. So I didn't mention, let's just continue the story. There is a Perek Yedor Belazar that goes through the details of when they threw Yonah off and what made them be so scared, which came at the end of the last parak, at the beginning of this parak. The Perek Yedor Belazar says that they picked Yonah up, and they wanted to, obviously they were very scared. They didn't know what to do. They didn't want to throw him in, but they had to. Not the Siyana of Amdal Yaksi Asfina. They went to the edge of the boat. Amru, Elok, Olam Hashem, Al Titein Aleinu Dam Naki. Don't blame us. Shinar Yodim Ativo Shal Ish Hazeh, because we don't know. He says we should throw him in. Amar Lohem, Bishvili Atzara Zos Aleichem. Sauni Vatiluni Alayam Miyan Nataluhu Vehetiluhu Arakuvosav. They threw him up until part of his body, up to his knees. Vyamarayam Mizapo. And when they threw him in the water, up till his knees, the yam stopped. Lochwasoaslams, they brought him back in. Vayam Soralayam, and the water started going, the storm started going crazy again. Hetilua Taburo, they put him into the water up until his belly button. Vayam Amna Mizapo, and the yam stopped. Helloasoaslam, they brought him back. Vayam Olech Vasoralayam, and the storm continued. Hetilu atzavar, they brought him onto his neck. Vamadiyam izapo. Viod helu oso aslam, they brought him back. Vayam holich vasor alehem. So they realized, this is it. Hetilu kulo umiyad amad hayam izapo. They threw him in, and the yam stopped. And that's what they saw exactly, that it was from Yonah's fault. That's why the yam happened. Rabbi Tarfin Omer, memuna haya oso adag lavlo as Yonah mishesh as mebreshes. This dog, this fish, was mizuman, was miyuad, was destined to swallow up Yonah from sheshes yimei bereshes, from the 6 days of creation. It was already appointed. So what happens, Pasuk Aleph now, in the second parak, this parak talks about Yonah's tefillah. This parak is Yonah's tefillah in the belly of the dog. Vayaman Hashem dog gadol. Hashem designated, Hashem prepared a big dog. Vayaman, the Mitzudas David, Hizmin es hadag, levlo es omiyad. Right, it's prepared. Vayaman also dog gadol, levlo es Yonah, to swallow up Yonah. Vayi Yonah b'mei hadag, shlosh yamim v'shlosh leilos. He was in the dog for 3 days and three nights. The Malbim beautifully says, how could a person be in there 3 days, three nights? He was in the dog, says the Malbim. Hashem hizmin b'makom hazeh dag gadol shebalo kulo shalem v'lo shiber atzmosav. If you go into a dog and you're chomped on by the dog, l'chor, you should die, break your bones. V'zeh yadua shemin animya sheyichya adam me'adag afilu shalachas. Even for one moment, a person can't live inside a fish. Sheadam tzarech sheifas ruach kar mibachutz. You need oxygen. Ulam bashekfar nigzer ala misa v'nechshav kilu nolad shenis sham lu Hashem tava ha'ubar hanotzar. He was supposed to die. So it's Kilu, he died and he was born again. If he's born again, you're born again in the amniotic sac. And when you're in there, the baby doesn't need oxygen. So that was like Yonah. Yonah was inside being born again. And that's why he was in there, Ki'ilu. He was being born again 3 days and three nights. That's, by the way, the Chinuch, if you remember, says that about mikvah in general. The mitzvah of Tara b'mikvah is Ki'ilu, a person is born again. He goes under the water. He's like in the amniotic sac with the fluid. And then when he comes out, it is a Leida Chadasha. So Yonah was in there. The amazing days that took place. Chazal pick up on the fact that the language of the pasuk went from dog to dog, and then we'll see the next pasuk. Keep in mind, it will go to Vayispala Yonah El Hashem Alakab Mimei HaDaga. Yonah Davin from inside of the Daga. What happened to when he went from dog to Daga? So Rashi quotes, Dag gadol zacharaya, vaya omeid berevach, and he had some room. Velo nasan leilus palel. When he was first in the fish, he didn't daven yet. He didn't feel so many tsaris. He didn't feel so tzafuf. But Ramaz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the dog, what happened? He was spit out by the dog, vehikila torpia shal nekeva, and it went into a female fish. Shaisa malaya ubarin, and there were so many fetuses in the vaysham bedochach, he had no room. Vyispal sham, shenemre mea daga. And that's why it switches from dog to daga, to show this was another stage that was not mentioned explicitly in the psukim, but that's what happened in the In the story. The same Pirkei de Belazar notes, fascinating, machlokes, Vayiman Hashem dog gadol of Lois Yona, the dog swallows him up, nichnas bepiv ka'adam shu nichnas bepiv ha'knesset gadola. He got swallowed up like a person would walk into shul. Va'amad, and he was able to stand up. Vayishtei einav shel dog kechalonos apumios me'iros liyona. First opinion, the eyes of the dog were like windows, and he was able to see out, and light came in. Rabbi Meir Omer Margolis Hachas Haisa Tluya B'meiav Shal Dog. There was a pearl. Me'ira Liyona Kashemesh Azesh U'meir Ketzarayim U'mara Lo Koma Shevyamu Batahomos. There was a pearl that lit up. So it sounds like similar to the Tzohar Machlokas in Noach, right? Whether it was a window or it was a margalit. Same Machlokas here, how Yonah was able to see. So Yonah was inside and he started to daven Davka when things got more difficult. When things got more difficult, that's when he started davening. When the Tzara he really felt, that's when he started davening. Vayomer, and he says, Karasi Mitzara Li El Hashem, I called out from this Tzara to Hashem, Vaya Aneni, and he has answered me. Mi beten sheol shivati, from the sheol, from the depths of the stomach, I called out, I cried out, shamata koli, Hashem has heard, you have heard my call. The Malbim points out that there is no, and Rav Hirsch points out, there is no bakasha in this whole tefillah that we're about to have. It's all shevach, because he recognizes that this miracle that's taking place, that he's alive in the fish, obviously Hashem didn't do a miracle for nothing. It must be that he's eventually going to get out, as Ki'ilu he got out already. That's what Rav Hirsch points out here. Now Yonah realized that it was his life, not his death, that God desired, and that the creature that had swallowed him was sent by God to be the means of his salvation. That is why there is not one word of supplication in his prayer, but rather the grateful acknowledgement for what he was convinced of, that he would be saved. And the narrower it was, with less air and light, the more powerfully convincing was the awareness of God's nearness, and the great happiness in that conviction. And the more tsaros there were, and the more he was saved from those sorrows, he recognized the closeness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Malbim splits up the parak into three sections. First section is when he was swallowed up and he recognizes that he is alive in the fish. And then when he is spit out from the dog and he doesn't know if he's going to live through this, because now he's in the water thrashing about. And then he's swallowed up by the third. And then again, he realizes that an ace occurs and he accepts at this point to fulfill the nevuah that he had ran away from. But now he's decided that, you know, this is something that he has to fulfill. So that's what the three sections, if you go through, we're in the first part right now, that he called out Mitzara Li, and Hashem has answered me by keeping me alive. The Radak points out that even though he was not fully saved yet, so what was he calling out for? But the answer is no. He realizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu save him right now. It must be not for nothing. Says the Radak, Kiva Sha'amad Bechiyuso Yada, Sheyata Me'adak Bashalom, he knew he will go out Bashalom. The Emek Bracha, Rav Parmanshik, in his Sefer, towards the end of the Sefer, where he talks about Halel al Hanes, he talks about the two Nisim of Chanukah, and he talks about why there's a need for both, and why the Gemara talks about the Nes Pach HaShemen, and talks about Halel v'Hodah there, and Al-Nisim talks about the Nes of the Melchama. Right, they're different, what many Sfarim talk about, and he says there, Diladin Shira Lane Sorach Beitarti. To explain for Halel, you need two things, two ingredients. Gvuros Hashem Bishlemus, Hainu Gvuros Hashem Shal Eretz Yisrael, Dafka Eretz Yisrael, like he relates to the Gemara and Megillah, why you don't say Halel on Purim. One of the reasons is because it was an Ace Chutz La'aretz, and only an Ace Eretz Yisrael reflects Hashem's greatness. Number one. Not only, but Halel requires not only Gvuras Hashem, but Hatavas Hashem. That he is good and we benefit from that salvation. And there's an amazing nace that occurs, but we're not saved from it, so that wouldn't be Mechayev Halel. Only when we experience the Gvuras Hashem and the Hatavas Hashem, that is what is Mechayev Halel. Nimsa Lefizeh says the Emek Bracha, that in Halel B'chanaka, Eino Ela Al Nes Nitzacho Nachash Monoim. It's because of the war. The nace of the Pach Shemin was an amazing nace, but that wouldn't be Mechayev Halel. Shehayu Batarti, but the Nitzachon of the Chash Bonem had both. Gvuras Hashem v'Tovos Hashem. Aval ha-nace shal Pach HaShemen ain bo Chiyev Halel. Kivish shalo hayu ba'atavos Hashem. There's no goodness. We didn't win something. We were able to do a mitzvah, but that doesn't count.
V'koshikin birchas ha'hudah shel al-anisim v'adai deina el al-anisim nitzach na'chashponah v'lo al-anisbach ha'shemen to'hudah inu el al-atovas ha'shem av ha'laka saniru birchasa pashutu deina el al-anisbach ha'shemen. The mitzvah of ha'laka's neros and the bracha of lahalik, that's on the ner of the nes of the ner. But the halel is only because of the Hatavas Hashem. And then he wonders, so fine, once a person has Gevuras Hashem and Hatavas Hashem happened to him, and therefore there's a chiyuv of Halel, what happens if it didn't happen yet, but I know B'derech Nevuah that it's going to happen? So he quotes from Reb Chaim, he was a Talmud of the Brisker Rav, but he quotes from the Brisker Rav in the name of his father Reb Chaim, the Yesh La'ayin, Im Yavo Anavi B'Shem Hashem, V'yomar Shashem Yaseh L'Yisrael Neis, Hashem's going to do a Neis for Am Yisrael. Oh, im yimsa mi sheyielo bitachon gomer b'ashem, or somebody has such clear bitachon shel mea achuzim, shebehechlid yas Hashem lo neis. He knows. Im ro'i lo mar b'kai gavna z'ashira miyad kodem aneis. V'laseis v'dechov ashira. You have a chiyuv of saying shir of halal. Can you say it even before it happens? You know it's going to happen. So, Reb Chaim said no. V'ani b'chastecha b'tachti. I have bitachon in your chesed. Yogel libi b'shua secha. My heart could be happy in your Yeshua, Pirish. Av sheishli bitachon agomur, bezerak yogalipi. Aval masai ashira l'Hashem, only ki gomal aloi. Once it happened. La'achar shagomal aloi la'achar haneis, oz ashira lo, shezeo din shira l'aneis, she'inom remashira elo la'achar haneis. So with this, we come to this tefillah of Yonah. Is this shira al haneis? Because according to the Emek Bracha, you can't say shira al haneis until after it happens. Here, a neis occurred already, but the complete neis didn't happen. He wasn't spit out from the dog yet. So maybe this is only, this is in full halel, this is just somewhat shira and shavach and thanks. By the way, it's interesting to relate that to this idea that the Radak says that he knew it started already, so he knew he was going to be saved. If you look in the Biurei Chasidus Lashas, he quotes from Rabbi Nachman based on this last line: "Mi beten Shaol Shivati, from the depths, from the dungeons, I called out to you. Shamata Koli, you heard my voice." Says Rabbi Nachman, no matter how low a Jew gets, "Mi beten Shaol Shivati, Shamata Koli." Mikan yachol kol adam lomod. Av shenafal adyuta tachtona. Even if a person has fallen down to the depths, the last step. Lishol tachtis mamish. Al yimna atzmo min arachamim v'al yisya'ish. Don't give up. Kodesh Baruch Hu could do salvations from the bottom, from the depths. Doesn't matter what a person has fallen to and how many zechuyos he lacks. Right? It sounds like a little bit like the Gemara Brachas Daf Yud when Chizkiyo HaMelech told that to Yishayahu. Remember the Gemara, Chizkiyo didn't want to have children. Yishayahu says, why don't you want to have children? You're going to die. He says, I saw my children are going to be Rishayim. So says Yishayahu to him, Padi kafshi rachman alam alach. It's not your job. The hidden things of God. My demifka disi boy lachalamavid. What you're commanded to do, you have to do. My denicha kami kocher bricha levin. Hashem will do what he has to do. So says Chizkiyo, okay, at least let me marry your daughter. Havli bartech after the garmas chusa di divadi dach. Vinafki minai banan demalu. Let me marry your daughter. Maybe the combined chus will change the gzera. Says Yishayahu, kfar nigzra alecha gzera. You can't change it. Amale says Chizkiyo to him, Ben Amotz. He gets mad at him. He doesn't call him Yishayahu. Ben Amotz. Kale nevuas chavitzei. Take your nevuah and leave. Kach mekubani mibeis avi abba. I have a misora from my grandfather. Rashi says, David. Afilu cherev chad munachas al tzavar shel adam. Even if a sword is on a person's neck, al yimna atzmo min harachamim. He's on the lowliest, the depths of the depths. Don't stop davening. It's a similar lashon to that said here. Rabbi Nachman explaining this pasuk of even when one is in the Bethan Shaol, still he could daven. Vatashlicheni mitzula bilavav yamim. According to the Malbim, this is part two. Right, Hashem threw me into the Yam. The Nar Yisova Veni and the Nar, the river surrounded me. Called Mishparecha v'galecha layavar. The waves went on top of me. I thought I was a goner. Vani amarti nigrashti min egdenecha. I thought I'm finished. I have been sent away from in front of your eyes. Ach osif lahabit. But I will be my bit. I will look. This is when he was swallowed up again. Right? Al Hechal Kachecha, I will look. I trust that I will see Hechal Kachecha again. The Sefer HaIkarim uses this pasuk and this perek to point out that Yonah was doing something wrong in this whole parak, right? He was running away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved him. Like we spoke about in the last parak, Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz says the balance of running away, he did something wrong, but he had such mesiras nefesh for the Am. Says there, Sefer Ikarim, we have to realize that this is Maimer Revi Perik de Zion. V'udava ra'ui muchuyava kol ha-ma'amin v'ashkacha. She'ya'amin sh'atfila tawelo la'hatzilo me'ra'aso. His tefila will help him. Ki mi shalo is palel l'shem b'sh'et saraso. If somebody, b'sh'at saras, even if somebody's running away, and that's what causes the tzaras, the tzaras we have to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if we don't turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a sign that we don't believe in Ashkacha. Im ibrei shalo yamin bashkacha, vim she yamin ba, avo yisafek biyacholes Hashem al hatzalasa, v'shtehen kfira. When we have tzaras, we have to turn to Hashem. We have to turn to Hashem to know that He can remove it or make it better. V'lazem asheroi shalhamin, shekal atovos amagiyos mehashem, heim al tzara chesed agomer, loschar ma'asav atovim, everything that happens to us is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu deems it fit, and no matter what stage we're at, we could always daven. Even if the tzara is because of something I did, and he quotes, of course, from Menashe ben Chizkio, right, what we were just talking about from Chizkio, Menashe, at the end of his life, the Yerushalmi, the Bavli, a little bit talks about how he quoted to every other Avodah Zara in the book, and nothing worked, and he said, okay, I might as well try Hashem. And Hashem accepted his fila, even though the Malachim didn't want him to accept his fila, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, there always has to be Kabbalah's fila. V'zeh Moreh finishes off the Sevi Karim, Al Godel Haflagas Chesed Hashem Al Bruav. The greatness of Hashem's chesed. Shemiderach anashim lomar mudu abatim elai atok asher tzar lachem. Right, what's the natural human response? Right, we go to somebody when we're in need, and they say, well, you haven't called me up to say hello in the past 5 years. All of a sudden, you need a loan, so now you call me. What, you should say hello to me even not. That's what a human would say. Hashem would say, no, it's okay. Even if it's only shasara, I'll also accept you. Aval Hashem Yisbarach Hu Chafetz Chesed V'Yimino Pshuta L'Kavol Shavim B'Chol Eis V'Eis. Every moment, right, the Pasuk in Tehillim V'Yitzak Wal Hashem Batzar Lahem V'Yomar Yonah B'Karas. He quotes our Pasuk Mitzara Li'el Hashem Yaneni. Even though I'm only calling B'Shat Saris, Yonah didn't call to Hashem beforehand. Afim Lo Ayar Ra'uishet Tekab B'Tkub Al Tfilasi Mitoch Hatzara Achash Shabarachti Milafanav. Even though I ran away, and really maybe he shouldn't accept my Tfilos Lo Ba'avor Zen Nimna Mila'anos OC. He doesn't prevent himself from answering. He is not like a human. A human would say, oh, you only come to me when you need it? Forget it. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take our tefillos and connect to us no matter what, always. Right? And that's the point of a B'Shat Sara. We have to. We have to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, we've mentioned in other shiurim, in tefillah shiurim, the thought of Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe writes in Or HaChaim Chelek Beis, Simin Chaf Hei, whether, he talks about whether a non-Jew has a chiyuv to daven. Right, it's not one of the Shevet Mitzvos Bnei Noach, so it doesn't even chiyuv to daven. Says Rav Moshe, generally daily no, but with an Eis Sara he has a chiyuv. Lidni Bnei Noach im mechuyev betfila pashut she'enu mechuyev da'alo nimnu ba'mitzvos dechayev Bnei Noach v'kin lohuska barambam. Aye, but what about can he daven? Sure, he can daven. Beis tefila yikare, beis tefila yikare l'chol ha'amim, as the pasuk says. Avol nir lani es daiti, tu rak l'kvo achiyav l'is palel, av k'she'en lo tzorech miyuchad, l'vake she'es v'davar. Avol k'she'em es palel, rak she'e lo tzorech, k'go she'esh lo chole, o she'en lo parnasa, hu k'chiyav mamish. And that's part of the mitzvah of emuna b'Hashem Yisbarach, sh'rakua nosein parnasa v'arof echolim, u'k'she'eno boteach al Hashem Yisbarach, v'eino es palai lov, hari hu k'eino ma'amin bo, u'ma'amin b'dvar ma'cherim, v'emuna b'Hashem Yisbarach, af shalu huzkar b'binyan ha'sheve mitzvahs, v'adai hu m'chuyiv l'ha'amin, because after all, who gave the sheve mitzvahs? Right, it's a given related to all the mitzvahs. If you believe in a mitzvah, you have to believe in a mitzvah, and that's Rav Moshe relating to tefillah in general, tefillah beit sara, and that's what the Sefer Yikarim says about our parak. Yonah gets answered by HaKadosh Baruch when he recognizes that, even if he only turned to beit sara. Avafuni mayim an nefesh to homies of Avani, I was surrounded by the depths. Suf chavush l'roshi. I saw Yamsuf. Rashi quotes that he saw an image of Kriyas Yamsuf. Lekitzvei harim yaradati haaretz b'richeya ba'adi lo'olam. I was all the way down. Vatal mishachas chayai. Hashem alokai. Hashem has lifted me up. Pesatef alai nafshi. Yes, Hashem zacharti. When my soul was in pain, I remembered Hashem. Vatavo elecha tfilasi al hechal kodshech, and my tfila was able to get to the hechal. Mishamrim havle shav. Even though those that guard false statements Says the Radak, this is referring to the Malachim, the sailors. I don't think those sailors are going to keep their word. They promise now, but they're not going to keep it. They're not going to be committed. Chazdom Yazovu, right? They'll leave. Vani, but says Nyona, I'm here. The kol toda es b'chalach, with a call of a toda, I will sacrifice asher nadarti ashalema. I will fulfill my neder. He's accepting to do it. Yeshua sal Hashem. Hashem has saved me. Interesting, he says b'kol toda. What do you mean b'kol toda es b'chalach? A toda es b'chalach. What's b'kol toda? The Netziv has a comment that's well known in the world of carbon toda, where the Netziv is mayor on the reality that a carbon toda has so much to eat, 40 loaves, and so little time to eat it, only that night, shorter than other carbon eshlamim. So the Netziv says, because the purpose of a toda is to be mefarsim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved me, and you are forced to share it with others, because you're not going to be able to eat all the food, eat all the breads by yourself in one night, so you have to bring everybody, and they say, oh, what's going on here? And you're going to have to tell them, and there's a mitzvah of Sipur, so to speak. Like the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Lacha ezbach zevach toda, uvishem Hashem ekra. Right, you have to share it. And that's what it talks about here in the Harchev Davar in Parsha Sav, that there are two elements. Trei mili kamar. L'cha az basavach toda ha-karban. U'v'shem Hashem ekra. Who called toda la'Hashem tzvakos al hanes. That is a major element, the sipur that one does when one brings a carbon toda. And that's what's alluded to here, maybe. But kol toda, with a call of the toda as v'kalucha, along with saying it, asher nadarti ha-shalema. So, that's what he does. He has the whole tefillah, Vayomer Hashem l'dog, and Hashem says to the dog that he should spit him out. Obviously, the Rambam and the Mor Nevuchim at the end of Chelek Beis, the last parak in Chelek Beis talks about Hashem doesn't talk to animals. And Vayomer Hashem just means he put into the rutzen of the animal, the instinct of the animal to spit the dog out. Vayaka, Vayake is Yonah, Elai Abasha, and he spit out Yonah to the dry land. And the stage is set for the second part of the Sefer, and that is Yonah finally accepting his Nevuah and the reaction that he has from it. Okay, we'll stop.